saw it at the moment looks best. And what you could do on it is to go on, if you go on Wednesday the 7th, is to do, they have a convocation type thing at the college, and you present to them the portion of your State of the Union message that deals with economics. Now, it isn't a good thing to do to a college, but it raises it, you know, it gives an historic moment kind of thing.
It does, but it's
anti-Gilbert. And that's the one that's supposed to go up that day. Well, it's supposed to go up Monday or Tuesday. You do it now. I said it already.
I know that's the kind of thing which I want to give suggestions on, but I just think it's too limited for me to go out and make a State of the Union message. This is Searcy College, American Soul. You need to read it, John.
It'd be your radio address. You just do it from there.
I should be before a college and basically a depressed, solid atmosphere. There, what will be? Okay, something. You realize that John will not.
The way you
prepare is important that you get something there, right?
But you get the something on the reception and on the arrival at the airport, you know, and driving through town to get to the college.
Go.
Vice versa, the Senate goes out and the House.
process of trying to get that, it's available, that council letter writer, you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, well, no success yet, but it's a.
Yeah, straight out there.
Looks like a possibility, yeah.
That's one area where we always, if we take a great burden off of me, if I can always figure, make a note, know somebody will come to it. We've got something to do, you know, like, all these issues come up, so. And the high diplomatic types, that's the thing where there is a weakness. And that woman knows whoever it is, doesn't, if it is a woman, she knows how to write that kind of letter. Because I know council well enough, and I believe that they take those letters, because they don't sound like council, you know, they're.
Apparently reworked all of them. She sent them in.
And he put in a word, he was, there's an elegance, phrase, style, it's not council. So, everybody has to rework the letter. But if you've got somebody really good like that, you can almost rely on the times for a lot of it. Or you could go to, what, that Marriott building, John, that already been dedicated to. I'm sure what the end is. Well, a couple of things. Why don't you have them start working on the master schedule for 4 years, places to go, I was in that, and so on. So we've got a list of duties that we can work on. Second thing, I'm gonna say that I want, until we get, I wanna be sure that you get that Pam Powell gets a job. I spoke of that, I just like to have her around, if we can work it out in a way that would be good. And related to that, is if I could like a list developed now of those entertainers that we think, that we can get, other potential lists and so forth. And so we can find out whether, I mean, maybe, we don't know, but the Black Chiefs don't know, and any entertainer, whether they will come. I mean, what their attitudes are, gonna be like a Leon Prime Price, or what have you, and so forth and so on. But if we could have a list along with them, when we come to these dinners, I might, then we could have a sort of a choice, you know. But I think if you have a master list on those, they're all immediately, that's done. We have a list. I don't mean just those supporters that can't make, I'm talking about that, I'm talking about a master list of the best entertainment in America. And then, and of course, taking off those that we know are against us, that we sort of know what we can. Yeah, I didn't mean just our celebrities, but I know we have that. Because some of those should not get invited.
Well, some of them can't. We've got a celebrity list for invitation to.
Yeah, that's one.
And then we've got a list of entertainers, to entertain at dinners.
Who are.
But they are all people who support us.
Right.
We've gone on the base that.
We may not get.
Our primary cost doesn't fit that you were supposed to have had last night. So, no, we can go back to the list of the, you know, just the best entertainers who are clean, in other words, who.
That's all. That's right. One other minor thing here, are we still looking for a protocol thing, or are we?
Yeah, we've got out of the category we were talking about, I've got now the top couple guys that would be the logical contenders. The one thing I'm trying to do a little further checking on is whether we're right in going to the operational type guy.
Well, let me tell you what was one thing we should do there, and that's with, if you're gonna keep smoking. You've gotta get across the plate again. Yesterday, Smoke and his wife ride in the car with the Prime Minister of Iraq.
Okay.
I had one hell of a time, I know, they just step aside. It's not their fault, you know.
Sorry.
I gotta walk forward with the Prime Minister, walk in front of the wife, and get out of the elevator.
Atlantic Corps happy in service and keeping visitors that you don't see, or the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
Prime ministers, and not prime ministers, but foreign ministers.
Well, my goodness, how's up for that?
Secretary of State,
he's got enough pizzazz. He's very,
That's not, the thought is that smoke would be the right guy. The thought though is whether we ought to look for someone who.
Well, it's all right, provided that someone has to be, he's got to come up and be in every conversation. Could you get that combination? Will anybody take the job?
Borman would. I mean, I think you can find someone like that that are stars in that.
I wouldn't mind having a Borman up in there. If it was a good chief protocol, you could get it into the drill too, sort of setting up this proper entertainment thing. We don't do as well as we can, should, the business of, you see, or leave it to the military aides. It's how you set up the receiving line afterwards and all that sort of thing that isn't quite their dish of tea. That's really something that ought to be done by an advanced man type, in my opinion. But, it's not that important.
It's probably the validity of the function. You need a guy who can handle this other crap of giants or a little
guy, I guess you're right.
But I'm not sure that you can't
have two guys. Oh, that's just a secondary handling. We just need somebody to do the White House stuff. But you can see, though, wouldn't you agree that it's a mistake to have, when a guy is a bachelor, to have Smoke and his wife escort the bachelor to the National White House? Ridiculous.
But it's wrong either way. That's more wrong when he's a bachelor.
That's right.
It's wrong if he has a wife.
But the point is, you have those four people out, and I've got four people to shake hands with. We got to get the picture. And then I got to walk in, and I got to walk in front of the women. Well, I just work it out that way. Small matter. I would not think that if we do not have an event that we should go and set up. We've got an event. So we've got to wait for the eight, so I think we're going to the eight without the problem. I've got an idea though, why don't you just say, and that will give you a ride home. We can talk, something like that. That's a thought, you know, just to say, would you like to give a ride home so we can talk and have Schultz on there too? And frankly, I do want to have a talk with him anyway, so I can give a ride home when we get out. And
you want to
be at the airport?
Just do the airport. You want to enter that state? If you're there, I'd sure like to have you see this college or dedicate the Mills room or something.
Well, he's got something I can do. If I can do something that is informal and light, you know, yes, he's got a room or something. But,
okay.
Let's check that out and see if he'd like to go. Go to Arkansas in the back. So just give her a ride. You should also, however, offer it to my caller.
Not over.
Sure. Just offer me those.
And you just say that you want to meet with
him. Yeah, having a meeting with him.
Vice President's return.
That's right.
Either, I don't know whether he's ending up adding the Philippines or not. If he does, he'll be back on the 10th. If he doesn't, he'll be back on the 9th. The question is, do you want him to stop in San Clemente on his way back?
I think he has to.
I'm going to do.
Yeah. No, but he comes back and comes into Ohio, and I'm there, telling him. Maybe the California thing is a good idea right now. It could be better going forward. No, it's gonna be better to wait a minute, get Henry out there, and catch him on the way back. Have a chance to talk to him, catch Jake on the way.
Well, catching Jake gives you a story without any work.
Nice as a tank person.
Not whatever day he shows up, you're... And you're in this holiday.
Alright.
For, I think, Washington period anyway.
Good. Alright, we'll plan whatever day it is, I'd like to discuss him. His wife would...
She's had a lot of...
She did, I mean, every day around, after dinner. But he'd be welcome, and if he could, he'd stay out there and take off a few days in the desert.
Back up, he will, don't worry.
Alright.
Don't need to encourage him on that.
Alright.
Secret Service question, I've gone round and round on it. I think Duncan doesn't want it. Duncan is, first of all, he's got his back problem, which does concern him. Secondly, he apparently does have a family problem, because he's being on the details so long, he's kept him away a lot and all that. He'd like to get into a post. And third, he has the career problem. He wants to get into a investigation role.
Okay.
Well, he wants to go into an investigation reporting.
Yeah. Okay.
So he can't move up. Kaiser, the guy we wanted to move up, is still the logical guy to move up. He's concerned about moving up, but...
Because he's moving over some people.
Well, no, he's not really. He's moving over Duncan. But it's because Duncan wants to move out. I think by reassuring him that we're not hurting him, he'll do it. It was an honest thing of, you know, the career service where you're supposed to move up, and the guy was worried about being
done. Yeah, that's got to be Duncan's choice. What about Taylor? What's the deal on him?
Taylor is, what he wants is an assistant directorship, which there isn't any of at this point. We can move him into one of, you know, when there's a chance to, when Raleigh moves up and move the chain around, we can put Taylor into a spot. In the meantime, we do have a promotion for him, putting him in charge of the foreign protection.
Why don't you do that on the basis of just a pledge? Just say he has a first assistant directorship and some people would never give it to him. Okay? I think that's fair for Taylor to avoid a problem. You know, probably a lot of
people. He's screwed up though, because he's been talking to several of our people, including Roman, about guidance on employment, you know, external stuff. He wanted to leave, wanted to go outside.
Yeah.
And we sent him to court administration school so he could go into that, which he wanted to do. And now he's decided he doesn't want to do that. And,
you're in charge of that. Just so that Duncan, what does Taylor want to say in the details? I agree with what he thinks about
you. No. He wants to move up to an assistant directorship.
Fine. All right, then we're all set. You're all set. Good. I answer all the questions.
Well, originally he wanted to move out, and he'd asked for guidance on how to move it.
All right. Private. Good. You take care. I know, but I can't care.
Best bet for Mrs. Johnson is to put her on the UN delegation.
Yeah.
See, we can just ask her if she wants to do it. The second best thing, he said, if you, I care about, he said, I'll call her, or if you can.
Oh, I'll call her.
Just say, something on it. She doesn't have to even decide.
Well, you reminded me that it's July, there's a UN delegation, I think. It's part-time. Is it part-time?
Well, it's full, pretty much full-time, but only for a couple months.
Yeah.
She goes in September to New York for the General Assembly, and she's there until the end of November. Talking about the timing was beautiful, but she needs some time now to kind of get organized. She should take an assignment, and then she won't want any full-time.
Sure. And good, I think it's good that you're right. He's right. I should offer it to her. Good.
But he thought, did he give you something to talk to her about at some point? She's very deeply grateful to you and the
Carl's. But I'll wait.
No, that's what we're
going to see tomorrow or
tomorrow or something.
No, I should.
It's not going to do at some point. Okay. Stan's had a long talk with Clemenceau on his ambassadorship business, and he understands that Clemenceau said while he felt he could perform very well in London, that his interest was totally subordinate to the president's judgment as to what would be in the best interest of the country. He was no way unhappy about not going to London, and no way he lessens his respect for the president, and there is no problem. He explored his interest in taking on another post and made the pitch that, you know, he could demonstrate the value of his ideas and personal philosophy and all that stuff in some key other country. So he didn't think this would be good. He's working with organizations in lots of countries now, and he was better to spread his goodwill across the whole world rather than concentrate in any one country. And he would prefer to pass up the post. He is happy, understands that he will
take some special slack.
Sure. We'll do the buttering up things as frequently as we can. But anyway, we're over the hurdle of London. And
well, we ought to actually.
We've got to wait a little bit, and then we've got to move in there,
and about 6 months, because he's my, you know what I mean? He's pretty strong medicine.
Well, he's doing all right.
You know, he's pretty strong medicine, though, for I think, in the post-war period of time.
I see.
A guy like just move, you know what I mean? Is it Firestone that they've all looked across? Well, his wife is such a good Mrs. Annenberg.
And Mrs. Firestone is a little better buttoned up than.
Yeah.
Wife wears a little bit.
But it's
funny that she.
The one that's really interesting, you know, about Rocky's last night reading. Of course, I can imagine. Not only because of his song, because he's an entrepreneur that he didn't have a lot to do with it, but also because he knows it's a goddamn unfair, you know. And he said, well, let him take a flyer and fall on her, some of those guys, that's what he wants to do. I said, all right, I know anything about it, I don't want to do that. What is your commission?
I think that's the thing he should. To his credit, incidentally, he called me and I was out. He said, and he talked this morning, and called him back, and he had gone to the dinner, and I called him this morning, he wasn't there, so he mentioned to me up there. He said, the reason I was calling is I covered with the president. He said, I didn't want to bother him, but
my son
raised it, but he was going to.
I don't know. I can
put out.
He didn't want to.
He didn't want to. trying to come back down.